Good morning. It's a Friday morning. And
yay.
What a beautiful day it is. We look at the front of the WAMC website, Alan, and I see $484,261 in the lockbox. We can certainly make it to that $500,000 today at WAMC.org.
Think of all the elections got lost by that one vote that you thought you had. I'm teasing, of course. We're $16,000 away, and we have to get to that $500,000 mark today, and we will. I'm very happy, and I'm very pleased that so many people understand what this is all about, that this is something we've made together, that we keep going together. You know, starting things is great and very important, but sustaining them, that's where the hard work comes. It comes in marriages, it comes in raising children, it comes in all of the hard follow-through in which the excitement of the first moment is maybe lost, but it gets better and better and better. Certainly true with my marriage, and certainly true with the way in which, you know, your kids turn out, but it does mean you have to work on it, and that's exactly what we're all doing, and I am so, so grateful for the generosity and the wonderfulness, if there is such a word, of all the people who have done something to get us to the halfway point in this fund drive. A few people, you know, have said, well, why do we have to do this, the lockbox? But most people say the lockbox, best thing that ever happened. So do we talk about all of the things in the panel in the morning that need talking about? Of course we do. Do we talk about climate change? Do we talk about hurricanes? Do we talk about Donald Trump and Kanye West and the nonsense that goes on in our government that makes so many people think about, hey, maybe it's time to go somewhere else, but we won't do that. And it is a really remarkable, wonderful thing that this money has been raised. So now today we'll put $16,000 in the lockbox and we'll be halfway there. Isn't that great, David? And we won't have to take days and days and weeks off sometimes in order to raise the money. It'll all be done because people are smart.
You may just really realize now that it's our station and we're all in this together.
That's right. You know, some people say they write me notes and they say, I love your station. And I always say, take the Y off. It is our station.
Yeah. WAMC.org. Thank you all. My goodness. Just a note about you referenced hurricanes. I was seeing the pictures now after the daylight.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I saw one headline, Nature's Nuke. If you look at some of those areas, they are raked clean by those winds.
No, look, the scientists have told us all along it's coming. We know that the seas have warmed up to the point where they're sometimes 85, 86 degrees, if I remember what I read in the paper correctly. That's all new. You got a president sitting there schmoozing around with Kanye West, who is indecipherable in terms of what he's saying, and going before crowds and whipping them up into the 1938-type fervor. It is all so frightening. But the seas are warmer and the hurricanes are stronger. This is the worst that there has ever been in the panhandle. And as I said yesterday, you know, we say high crimes and misdemeanors might mean doing one thing wrong. How about what we have just seen? How about denying climate change? How about the responsibility for leading us the right way? The last president, President Obama, did exactly that. Yeah, it took some sacrifice. He did it and he led us to it even though he knew it was not going to be popular. And here comes this guy, since Obama did it, and he's saying it's bad. It's all bad. Well, it isn't bad, and you can see what you are reaping right now.
The story that's growing, and this has to do with Saudi Arabia. This from the Washington Post this morning. Turkish officials tell U.S. officials that audio and video proves Jamal Khashoggi, who is a Washington Post opinion writer who had to leave the country to come over here, and is believed to have been killed by Saudi Arabians. And this case now seems to have audio and video proof.
So, David, who are the president's best friends? Putin. Does he do this kind of thing? We know that they do. People are getting murdered, dissidents and others. Now we see the Saudis are doing it. President is asked, well, you know, are you going to cancel our arms deals out of protest? No, he says. Lindsey Graham, who of course got caught in the Kavanaugh thing and was a disgrace, is now going to play some makeup time and say, there'll be hell to pay over this. I predicted it at the time, by the way, that Graham would, from the moment that he put on that awful display before the Senate, would have to turn around and be a fierce critic of the president. This offers him that opportunity.
Finally, Alan, to New York. With the election less than a month away, Governor Andrew Cuomo still has not agreed to a single debate with Republican challenger Mark Molinaro or the other candidates in the race. And Critics say that's not how democracy is supposed to work.
Well, critics are right. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, if you're ahead, then you say, okay, we don't want to debate. And then if you do want to debate, you make it clear that the conditions for that debate will be so bad that they will be meaningless. I hate to say it because he was a very good friend of mine, but Mario Cuomo followed the same rule book. And in fact, in my office, there is a cartoon, I'm sure you've seen it, David, of Mario Cuomo throwing little people against the wall who were his candidates. It was in the Schenectady paper, who were his opponents. So that he insisted that everybody be in the debate. So it was not one-on-one. Hey, those are the rules. We all follow the rules, but we know what they were about. And we know that Andrew Cuomo doesn't want to debate. It's that simple.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to all who have joined in putting something in to our station's lockbox at WAMC.org. And especially a big thanks, Alan, to you for all your energy.
Well, David, thank you. And that goes double for you. And it's such a pleasure to talk to you in the morning. And we make quite a team. And I so appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone.